Hello, my name is Joey, and I will be going over week 1 and week 2 in the NFL, as well as giving my week 3 predictions. I will focus on the performances of superstars, rookies, surprising performances, and disappointing performances in each matchup. There was a lot of action in all 16 games in each of the first 2 weeks, starting off with Tom Brady leading the Bucs to a win against the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football. Starting off the season, the Tampa Bay Bucs defeated the Dallas Cowboys 31-29 on Thursday Night Football. Tom Brady led his team down by 1 point with 1:24 left in the game to set up a field goal to win the game. Next, the Philadelphia Eagles defeated the Atlanta Falcons 32-6. The Eagles' first-round draft pick, Devontae Smith, had a really good game with 6 catches for 71 yards and a touchdown. Jalen Reagor and Dallas Goedert each caught a touchdown as well. The Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Buffalo Bills 23-16, with former Alabama running back making his NFL debut, Najee Harris, only rushing for 45 yards with no touchdowns. Bills quarterback Josh Allen led the Bills for the win with 270 yards and a touchdown pass to Gabriel Davis, with a game-winning kick from Evan McPherson. The Bengals beat the Vikings 27-24. Rookie Ja'Marr Chase had 5 receptions for 101 yards and a touchdown, looking like he kept the same chemistry with quarterback Joe Burrow from college at LSU. Coincidentally, they were playing their former teammate Justin Jefferson, the WR1 on the Vikings, who had 71 yards and 5 catches. With the Detroit Lions almost being a comeback sparked by a successful onside kick and a Deebo Samuel fumble, they fall short to the San Francisco 49ers 41-33. 49ers running back Raheem Mostert hurt his knee and is unfortunately out for the year. Rookie running back Elijah Mitchell stepped up, rushing for 104 yards and a touchdown that game after a questionable decision to make third-round rookie out of Ohio State, Trey Sermon, a healthy scratch. 49ers first-round pick Trey Lance made an appearance in the red zone and threw his first touchdown of his career. Deebo Samuel of the 49ers went off with 9 catches for 189 yards and a touchdown. And newly acquired quarterback for the Lions, Jared Goff, threw for 338 yards and 3 touchdowns in his first game with the Lions after being traded from LA for Matt Stafford. The Arizona Cardinals crushed the Tennessee Titans 38-13, with the story of the game being Chandler Jones getting 5 sacks. Last year's Offensive Player of the Year, Derrick Henry, only rushed for 58 yards, and Julio Jones only had 3 catches for 29 yards, being a pretty big reason as to why they lost. And a big reason as to why the Cardinals won was Kyler Murray having an amazing game, with 289 passing yards, 20 rushing yards, 4 passing touchdowns, and 1 rushing touchdown. Christian Kirk and D-Hop each had 2 touchdowns each. Next, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Colts 28-16. New Colt Carson Wentz appeared in the season opener after concerns of a foot injury in training camp. He threw 2 touchdown passes, both of them being to Zach Pascal. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson had a great game with 254 passing yards and 4 touchdown passes, 2 of them being to Tyler Lockett, who went off with 100 yards, and DK Metcalf and Gerald Everett each caught one as well. Star running back Christian McCaffrey led the way for the Panthers in their 19-14 victory against the New York Jets. Former Jets Sam Darnold and Robbie Anderson connected for a 57-yard passing touchdown in Sam Darnold's first game for his new team, the Panthers. In his rookie debut, Zach Wilson at BYU had a very rough first half, leading his team to 0 points in the first half, but then bounced back, throwing two touchdowns to Corey Davis, who finished the day off with 5 catches and 97 yards. The Houston Texans defeated the Jacksonville Jaguars 37-21, with the Texans' superstar quarterback Deshaun Watson being out with offseason troubles. Backup Tyrod Taylor stepped up with 291 yards and 2 touchdowns, as well as 40 rushing yards. Former Raven Mark Ingram was the lead running back in the Texans' backfield with 26 rushes and 85 yards with a touchdown. This was more rushes than backup running backs David Johnson and Philip Lindsay combined. Brandon Cooks was the leading receiver for Houston with 5 receptions for 132 yards. With 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter, down by 9, Patrick Mahomes threw a 75-yard touchdown to Tyreek Hill, shifting the momentum and leading the Chiefs to a 33-29 win against the Cleveland Browns. A huge game with arguably two of the best teams in the AFC and a rematch from the divisional round in the playoffs last year. Same outcome reoccurred, with Patrick Mahomes leading the Chiefs to a comeback with a rushing touchdown, 337 passing yards, 0 turnovers, and 3 touchdowns, with Travis Kelce twice and Tyreek Hill once. In a 17-16 win from the Dolphins, quarterback Tua Tagovailoa did not impress with lots of bad incompletions, especially coming when he was forced to throw to his second or third reads. However, his rookie receiver from Alabama, Jalen Waddle, looked great in his first game with a touchdown reception and 61 total yards. After a huge decision to cut former MVP Cam Newton and to start rookie quarterback Mac Jones, the Patriots looked pretty good, although they lost with Mac Jones looking very accurate and good on his reads. The running back Damien Harris was a lead back with 23 rushes and 100 yards. After lots of offseason drama with Aaron Rodgers, he put on a very embarrassing performance with 0 touchdown passes and 2 interceptions, totaling for 133 yards and a QBR of 13.4 that got him benched for backup Jordan Love. This resulted in a 3-38 loss against the Saints. These are one of the losses where you just move on to the next and forget about it. Quarterback Teddy Bridgewater led the Broncos to a 27-13 win in his first game with the Broncos. After an offseason decision by the coach to start him over returner Drew Locke, he did not disappoint, as he threw 2 touchdown passes to Tim Patrick and tight end Albert O. Coming back from an ACL injury, Saquon Barkley was only held at 26 yards on 10 rushes. Barkley would definitely have more workload as the season goes on, as his knee gets healthier and healthier. Giants receiver Sterling Shepard played an amazing game with 7 receptions for 113 yards and a touchdown. On Sunday Night Football, newly acquired Ram Matthew Stafford threw for 321 yards and 3 touchdowns, leading his team to a 34-14 win against the Bears. A walk-off touchdown pass from Derek Carr to Zay Jones in overtime gave the Raiders the 33-27 win against the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens' O-line looked horrible, with Lamar Jackson getting pressured on 54% of passing plays. Despite the bad play from the O-line, Lamar was able to rush for 86 yards and pass for 235 yards, and a touchdown to Hollywood Brown, who had a big game with 6 receptions and 74 total yards. The J-Pick Podcast Player of the Week was Chandler Jones with a whopping 5 sacks. Some other amazing performances of Week 1 included Patrick Mahomes, Kyler Murray, Tyreek Hill, Amari Cooper, Deebo Samuel, and Adam Thielen. To start off Week 2 on Thursday Night Football, there was a divisional matchup with the New York Giants playing the Washington football team. With 2 minutes left in the game and down by 2 points, Washington quarterback Taylor Heinicke led his team down the field to get in field goal range in and after a Dexter Lawrence offside penalty on a missed field goal, Hopkins had another chance and made the field goal, winning Washington the game. During the game, Giants superstar running back Saquon Barkley erupted for a huge 41-yard rush, but other than that, he was held to 16 yards on 12 attempts. New York Giants kicker Graham Gano had an amazing game, going 5-for-5 on field goals and 2-for-2 on extra points, with his longest field goal being from 55 yards. Another takeaway from the game was Washington's backup running back J.D. McKissic was very involved in the pass game, with 5 catches for 93 yards and a touchdown. Next, the Bears beat the Bengals 20-17. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow had thrown 3 interceptions on 3 straight throws in the second half, but bounced back throwing 2 touchdown passes and almost beating his team back to win the game, but fell short. Next, the Cleveland Browns beat the Houston Texans 31-21. With the Houston Texans, who were supposed to be one of the bottom teams in the league, kept it close to one of the top teams in the league, but the Browns' running game was too much for them. While Carson Wentz was unfortunately sidelined in the last drive of the game for the Indianapolis Colts, that ultimately lost them the game 24-27 to the LA Rams, as rookie quarterback Jacob Eason was forced to come in and throw a pick on his first pass to Jalen Ramsey. Everything that possibly could have gone wrong for the Miami Dolphins went wrong in their 0-35 loss against their division rival Buffalo Bills, with their young quarterback Tua Tagovailoa getting injured and later being placed on the injured reserve with a hip injury. The people that say don't play a rookie quarterback against Bill Belichick and the Patriots were absolutely right today, as rookie quarterback Zach Wilson had a terrible game with 4 interceptions in the 6-25 loss to the New England Patriots. Despite the amazing efforts from Jalen Hurts to get his team back in the game, the Philadelphia Eagles fall short to the San Francisco 49ers 11-17, with Jimmy Garoppolo and wide receiver Deebo Samuel leading the way for them. Coach John Gruden and quarterback Derek Carr move on to 2-0 after beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 26-17. For Pittsburgh, their first-round rookie Najee Harris of Alabama had a pretty quiet game in the rush game, but looked good in the pass game. And for Oakland, wide receiver Henry Ruggs looked good with 113 yards and a touchdown. DJ Moore and Christian McCaffrey dominated the Panthers' offense in a 26-7 win against the New Orleans Saints, with McCaffrey and Moore each getting a reception. Sam Darnold led with 300 passing yards and 2 throwing touchdowns. The Denver Broncos advanced to 2-0, beating the Jacksonville Jaguars, as Trevor Lawrence had another rough day and continues to struggle his rookie season in the NFL. For Denver, WR1 Cortland Sutton had an amazing game with 159 yards and 9 receptions from Teddy Bridgewater, who had 328 yards and 2 touchdowns on the day. Minnesota Vikings kicker Greg Joseph missed a last second field goal that would have won them the game against the Arizona Cardinals, but instead, the Cardinals moved on, winning 34-33. Kyler Murray looked absolutely outstanding, throwing for 400 yards and 3 touchdowns. The Bucs offense dominated 48-25 against the Atlanta Falcons, as Mike Evans totaled up 2 touchdowns, 75 yards, and 5 receptions from Tom Brady, who played against the Falcons, who he came back and beat in the Super Bowl as a Patriot a couple years back. Kicker Greg Zuerlein's 56-yard field goal within the last play of the game gave the Dallas Cowboys the 20-17 win against the LA Chargers. Despite the loss, Justin Herbert had himself a game, throwing for 338 yards, while Keenan Allen racked up 108 yards. Cowboys RB2 Tony Pollard put up 109 yards and only 13 carries with a touchdown, making a case for maybe moving up to RB1 over Zeke. We'll have to wait and see. Derrick Henry, who had 35 carries for 182 yards and 3 touchdowns, while also being heavily involved in the pass game, carried his team to a 33-30 win against the Seattle Seahawks. One of the Seahawks' top receivers, Tyler Lockett, went off yet again with 178 yards and a touchdown in his Week 2 performance. With a very rough start to the game on a pick 6 to Tyrann Mathieu on Lamar's first pass attempt, he bounced back with 107 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns, while also passing for 239 yards and a touchdown pass to Marquise Hollywood Brown, who had 113 yards. While Ravens running backs J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, and Justice Hill were all injured in the preseason, their new running backs Tyson Williams, Latavius Murray, and Devontae Freeman all contributed to the win, as well as the game MVP and rookie from Penn State, Odafe Owe, who forced a fumble on Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, giving the ball to Baltimore, ultimately leading to their game-winning drive. After a back-and-forth first half on Monday Night Football, the Packers dominated in the second half, coming out to a 35-17 victory. Aaron Jones absolutely dominated, with 6 receptions for 48 yards and 3 touchdowns in the pass game, while also rushing for 67 yards and a touchdown. Aaron Rodgers bounced back after a terrible first game with 255 passing yards and 4 touchdowns with 0 turnovers. With Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, and Odafe Owe all being closely considered in the JPIC Player of the Week, the finalist is Aaron Jones with 4 touchdowns in his first home game since his father's death. He was playing with a chain that had his father's ashes and ended up losing it in the end zone. Now Charlie Cocoon, a senior from River Hill, will be joining me as a guest. Welcome, Charlie.
Hi, I'm Charlie, a student at River Hill High School, and my favorite football team is the Ravens. The Ravens had a poor Week 1 performance against the Raiders with a loss, but definitely bounced back with a big Week 2 win against the Chiefs. I think it was made clear in both games that we are going to be an offensive team with high-scoring games. Our defense, especially our secondary, has been lackluster, while our offense has been extraordinary. On defense, we've been letting up too many passing opportunities for the other team, but we are still a good team at forcing turnovers. On offense, we've had trouble with keeping the ball with multiple turnovers, but we've been scoring a lot otherwise. I believe that the Ravens can continue to keep their foot on the gas with a Week 3 win against the Lions. Some amazing individual performances I have seen have been Tom Brady, the unaging man that keeps throwing touchdown after touchdown, leading his Buccaneers to a 2-0 start. Another one is obviously Odafe Owe, who is a rookie for the Baltimore Ravens, and not only forced a fumble, but also recovered it to win the game for the Ravens. A poor performance that stuck out for me was Tyreek Hill being absolutely shut down by the Ravens. He ended with 3 receptions for 14 yards, which is miles away from his usual self. Another poor performance I have seen has been from Saquon Barkley, who hasn't been his usual self lately with a total of 23 attempts for 83 rush yards to date. He is usually the man on the Giants offense, but has been outshined by Daniel Jones and his wide receivers, specifically Sterling Shepard, who has had 16 receptions for 207 yards on the season. I would definitely like to see if Saquon can be as good as he once was. Thank you.
Now to wrap up with Week 2, I will be finishing with the NFL stat leaders in different categories, starting with passing yards. Number 1, Derek Carr. Number 2, Kyler Murray. Number 3, Patrick Mahomes. Number 4, Justin Herbert. Number 5, Tom Brady. Now rushing yards, beginning with Derrick Henry with 240, Bengals Joe Mixon, and then Lamar Jackson, and Dalvin Cook, and then Nick Chubb. Now with receiving yards, leading is Debo Samuel with 282, then Tyler Lockett, next is Cooper Kupp, and then Tyreek Hill, and then Brandon Cooks. Now with interceptions, all five of these defensive backs are tied with two. And they are as follows: Tyrann Mathieu, J.C. Jackson, Mike Edwards, Justin Reed, and Trevon Diggs for the Cowboys. And now for touchdowns, Robert Gronkowski and Aaron Jones are both tied in first with four. For tackles, Bobby Wagner leads with 33, then Eric Kendricks with 26, and then Denzel Perryman, and then Blake Martinez, and then Jordan Brooks. And now finally with sacks, Chandler Jones leads with 5, with all of them being in his week 1 game. And then follows is Danielle Hunter with 4. And to finally wrap up my week 3 predictions, I have the Panthers over the Texans, the Bills over Washington, the Browns over the Bears, the Ravens over the Lions, the Colts over the Titans, the Chiefs over the Chargers, the Patriots beating the Saints, the Falcons beating the Giants, the Steelers beating the Bengals, the Cardinals beating the Jaguars, the Jets beating the Broncos, the Raiders beating the Dolphins, the Rams beating the Bucks, the Seahawks beating the Vikings, the Packers beating the 49ers, and finally the Eagles beating the Cowboys.
Thank you for watching, and please tune in for the next episode of the J-Pick Podcast.